The case of the insecure apartment Wi-Fi. Next on Ask the Tech Guy. Ask the Tech Guy comes to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? LastPass can ensure they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether employees are working in the office or remotely. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Ask the Tech Guy is brought to you by LastPass. Visit LastPass.com/Twit. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. Leo Laporte here. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. And now here we are back at work. This was a great question that happened on the radio show a couple of weeks ago. And I wanted to go into a little more detail with it. But I thought the question was so fantastic. It came from Michael in Knoxville, Tennessee. Now, Michael lives in an apartment and in an apartment complex where they very kindly supply Wi-Fi to everybody in the apartment complex. But he said, there's a problem. I feel like it might be insecure because it's just Wi-Fi. And the login is his apartment number or anybody's apartment number. And then the phone number of the front office at the apartment complex. In other words, anybody who lives at this apartment complex knows everybody else's Wi-Fi password and can log in. Furthermore, it wouldn't take a criminal genius to figure this out. And if somebody could drive up to near your apartment, they could easily log into your Wi-Fi. What's the harm in that? Well, there's a lot of problems here. I guess the Wi-Fi traffic is encrypted because they're using a password. We're going to hope that the people who set this up, and I don't have a huge amount of confidence because this is kind of a goofy setup. I would hope that the people who set up used WPA2 encryption. So at least you'd need the login to get into that network. But once somebody's on your network, they can see you and they can see some of what you're doing. And more importantly, they could use that ability to attack you, to figure out, probe your weaknesses, and maybe figure out if there's some way to get stuff off your computer, things like that. It's a risky situation. It's not so very different from being on an open Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, frankly. The first thing I would do is go to the front office and say, hey, can I change my password? They may have it default to the office phone number because they assume you're going to change it. So that'd be the first thing I'd say. Can I change my password? Because I'd like to have something a little bit more secure. But even then, you are in effect on the shared network and everybody else in the apartment complex is on the same network as you. If one bad apple lives at your apartment complex, and I bet somebody there's a bad apple, they could do bad things to you. This is why you need your own router. You have to use the router that they provide. You're logging into that when you use your login. But you should have another router in between your computers, your smartphone, anything you're using in your apartment on Wi-Fi, between that and the outside world. There are a couple of ways to do this. When I'm on an open Wi-Fi access point, I will generally use a travel router. And that's a little different than using a VPN. The idea of a travel router, a VPN, of course, encrypts your traffic and makes you a little bit harder to attack when you're on a VPN in a coffee shop, say. A travel router is even more difficult to attack because it's effectively a barrier, a hardware barrier between you and the rest of that network. Travel routers are designed to work on Wi-Fi access points. You can log into a captive portal, like at a hotel where, you know, you have to sign the agreement, say, yeah, I'm only going to use this for the right things, and you put in your hotel room number and your last name. They're designed to be able to log into those, but then to route your traffic through the router. This is a fairly inexpensive one that I've used. A lot of companies make these. This thing actually has a great name. It comes from Wi-Fi Consulting in Washington, D.C., The website is tinyhardwarefirewall.com, and they call this one the Kadesh. All of their routers have names after famous military battles. I don't know why that is, but that's the case. This thing is kind of a cool device. As you can see, it has Ethernet ports, and I'll explain why. It can easily be powered via this USB, even directly from your laptop, or you can plug it into the wall. That's generally what I'll do. I'll get to the hotel or the cruise ship or the coffee shop, plug it in. I'll log into this via Wi-Fi, and it has a configuration interface that lets me say, here's the access point information. In your case, here's my apartment number and the phone number of the front office. And then it will log in, use that as its Wi-Fi, as its internet connection. And then you can either connect via Ethernet or even by Wi-Fi to this. This is going to provide a barrier. This company also offers a VPN and even Tor for privacy. So it's really kind of a cool little device. It's about $40 for the hardware. But in order to use this, you have to buy their service. You can buy something similar from companies that don't offer a yearly service cost. But tinyhardwarefirewall.com will give you some idea. So that's one way to do it. I'll tell you what Steve Gibson does. This would be probably for, you know, the problem with something like this is it's designed to be portable, lightweight, low power. As a result, it's maybe not the fastest thing in the world. If you want full throughput, you probably want to look at something like this. This is what Steve Gibson recommends. This is from a company called NetGate, and it's a firewall appliance. It would work best if you had an Ethernet jack in your apartment you could connect it to. But you can do it with Wi-Fi with maybe some additional hardware to give it a Wi-Fi connection. The idea, though, the thing that makes this so cool is it's using a open source router program called pfSense, which is widely considered to be the best security tool out there. It's open source. It gives you a lot of control. And this device is a little more expensive than the Kadesh, which is only $40. This is around $200, I think. But it is a pfSense router that gives you all sorts of firewall protection, security. It is really powerful. So this would protect you absolutely against any attacks coming in through the apartment complex's Wi-Fi, including from your neighbors. pfSense is really good stuff. You can even run pfSense off an old computer. So if you have a computer lying around that you're not using, it doesn't have to be particularly powerful. This little appliance device is not. But you could use that computer, put pfSense on it, give that computer access to the apartment complex's Wi-Fi, and then use it to be a router that you log into with all your devices internally. So this is the easiest solution, this little portable router from Tiny Hardware Firewall. But the SG1100 firewall appliance from NetGate, maybe a little faster, a little bit more robust, you just leave it plugged in. In a sense, what you're doing is you've got a router in the office complex's front office, the apartment complex's front office, that is your ostensibly your Wi-Fi router when you're logging in. What you'd really like to do is have yet another router in between that and your devices internally. So any router will help you do that. But I think a router with some security features is going to be a great idea. That will let you kind of really eliminate the chance that any neighbors might try to probe your devices, see what you're up to. So there's really three levels. You could start, the simplest, easiest would be use a VPN for sure. Pretend you're on an open Wi-Fi access point. You're in a coffee shop. That's the first thing to do. You want to get a little more sophisticated, have a little more control, maybe a little bit more secure. This travel router from tinyhardwarefirewall.com. And then you want the ultimate situation. This is going to give you the best possible security. I would use this even if you didn't have this crazy situation. The SG1100 firewall appliance running pfSense. It's a great question, Michael. It's an unusual, I would hope, an unusual situation. I think it may be the first thing to do is to talk to the apartment complex and see why they've set it up this way. Maybe they don't even understand that it's, you know, fundamentally insecure to have a Wi-Fi access password that everybody knows. It would be no different than if I were, set up my Wi-Fi here in the office with no password. Then somebody parking in our parking lot could get on our Wi-Fi and start to, interact with our computers on the network. You're in that exact same situation. It's as if you don't have a password at all, since it's such an easily guessed password. So get some additional protection. Our show today brought to you by LastPass. We know you can't trust your most valuable data with just any company. That's why we choose LastPass for identity and access management. And by the way, we're not the only ones. LastPass, really strong reviews everywhere, including in the G2 Fall Grid Reports, a leading peer-to-peer review site. They do unbiased user reviews on leading software solutions, leverage over 100 policies and advanced security features. Visit LastPass.com/twit to find out how they can help you. LastPass.com/twit. That's Ask the Tech Guy, our last show in November. We'll see you in December. Have a great week. I'm Leo Laporte. I'm your tech guy. If you've got a question, email askthetechguy@twit.tv. Take care.
Stumped on a nasty tech conundrum? Email askthetechguy@twit.tv.